A week after testifying, Robbie ran into Ernest Lawrence at Oak Ridge and asked him what he was going to say about Oppenheimer. Lawrence had agreed to testify against him. He was truly fed up with his old friend. Oppie had opposed him on the hydrogen bomb and opposed the building of a second weapons lab at Livermore. And more recently, Ernest had come home from a cocktail party outraged upon being told that Oppie had, years before, had an affair with Ruth Tolman, the wife of his good friend Richard. He was angry enough to accede to Straw's request to testify against Oppenheimer in Washington. But the night before his scheduled appearance, Lawrence fell ill with an attack of colitis. The next morning he called Straws to tell him he could not make it. Sure that Lawrence was making excuses, Straws argued with the scientist and called him a coward. Lawrence did not appear to testify against Oppenheimer. But Rob had interviewed him earlier and now made sure that the Gray Board, though not Garrison, saw the transcript of this interview. Lawrence's conclusion, therefore, that Oppenheimer was guilty of so much bad judgment that he should never again have anything to do with the forming of policy, went unseen and unchallenged by Oppenheimer's lawyers. Surely this was the sort of violation of the rules of due process that would have constituted grounds for halting the proceedings.